in studio. I'm joined by three people who are going to give us some details now about a really interesting and heartwarming and positive story and about developments that are going to happen down in Rathmullen. Well, Maurice Kelly is the PRO of Rathmullen Celtic Football Club. We also have Kane Connolly and his father, Michael. Gentlemen, you're all very welcome here this afternoon, and I'm going to start with Maurice because Rathmullen Celtic will be tomorrow launching the Opt for Life jersey before a crucial Donegal League game against Kilmacrenan and Celtic. Now, why this is all so important is that Kane has been involved very much with the club and involved in coaching. His father, Michael, they're both very familiar with the Rathmullen area, having spent many years down there holidaying and whatever. And Kane, when his father, Michael, got ill, donated a kidney. And Michael, we're delighted to see you here, thriving.
Thank you.
Joe Brawley, who many of us have all heard of in various guises over the years, a pundit that certainly attracts attention. He's an ambassador for Opt for Life, and he is certainly rode in behind what's happening down in Rathmullen and the whole importance of organ donation. So, Maurice, tomorrow, we can take this in stages, we're having the launch of this jersey before this match, and it's really to highlight what's happened, and Michael and Kane, and it just shows the positivities there and to spread the whole message.
Absolutely, Chris. I mean, it's an amazing story, and such a human, you know, positive story, really. And we are delighted, Rathmullen, to have Kane and Michael involved in all. And so tomorrow is the launch of the new jersey. And O'Neill's a couple of months back said that if any club would like to go for the Opt for Life logo, that they would be delighted to put that on the jerseys, and it's all come to fruition. Tomorrow is the launch of this jersey, and we've got such a story that is so prominent with us here in Rathmullen and with Michael and Kane, and so we're really looking forward to it. So tomorrow we have the jersey launch at 2:15, and it's a family fun day, and we would love as many people to come down as possible. I know the Milford GA are coming down to support the event, and anybody in the locality or on the beach just to come up and sharing what's going to be a very fun family fun day, and also an important football match after.
Yeah. Well, Kane, let's get a little bit of the whole background here. I'll just ask you to come in a little bit closer to the mic. You're currently on the committee down at Rathmullen Celtic Football Club and involved in the academy and coaching. And like many a youngster, you grew up kicking a ball, and your dad was providing great support. And from Belfast originally, you grew up then for a while in Derry, and have spent a lot of holidays and fond memories of Rathmullen. And if we go back to 1999, coming back from Cork, you went away a lot of family holidays, great memories, and your dad wasn't too well on that journey, and that's when he started to deteriorate. And you can take it from there that you became aware that things were just not right.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, a lot of our childhood memories were based around playing football, watching football, having dad there with us, having my two brothers, my mum, a lot of family holidays. And one holiday in particular, we were coming back from Cork, as you said, 1999, and dad took ill on the journey home. Seemed like that particular journey lasted a couple of days to get back to Belfast, but we were kind of, you know, I was 8 years old. It's probably young enough to really understand what was going on, but old enough to know that something was up with dad. It turns out then dad had renal failure for the second time and was placed on the kidney donation organ list. Obviously needed a transplant, and it was a long process. It seemed like it was never going to end, but you know, it was then 2012, myself and my brothers made the decision to go and, you know, get tested ourselves, because it seemed like there was never going to be this miracle phone call coming for dad. Couple of months testing, turned out that I was the best match for the transplant, and powered on then, and it all came to fruition then in 2013, just 5 years ago at the end of this month.
And Michael, I mean, essentially a whole new lease of life.
Absolutely, yes. I've been fighting chronic renal failure all of my 61 years. I had a transplant originally in the early 80s, which lasted till it cracked or failed in 1999. And then I spent another 15 years on dialysis before my sons came to the decision they needed to do something about it. So since I've had the transplant, I'm completely transformed. Previously, I wouldn't have been able to walk 50 yards. I was on a restricted diet, restricted fluids, couldn't necessarily travel anywhere because you're on dialysis every other day. So as soon as I woke from the operation, my kidney working 100%, suddenly I've got energy. I'm able to drink and eat whatever I like and travel anywhere I like without the restrictions of trying to be at dialysis every other day.
And of course, it's brought the whole family closer together and a proud grandfather as well.
Absolutely. And since then, Cian has provided myself and Eleanor with two fabulous grandsons and Tanya as well. Yep. Obviously, it takes two.
And Cian, for yourself, after the organ and you donated, I mean, there was a recovery process for you that you had to go through as well. So how long was it before you were back at full flow?
There obviously was a recovery period. I got home 3 days after the transplant. And it was obviously, you know, pain there for a couple of weeks, but I was able to go to a music festival just 4 weeks after the transplant. So I was, you know, really finding full recovery after that, and started back at work then just 4 months after the transplant. I mean, since then I've got married. I've had two really brilliant wee sons, and, you know, this is just proof that you can be a donor and it won't really hinder or impact your normal lifestyle. I've been able to continue that on, and it's just great to see, you know, it's being a live donor. I've got to see firsthand how it's changed my dad's life, and that's just the best thing. You know, you can't really put it into words there.
And things have gone full circle. You went away as a kid on holidays with your parents, and then not so long ago, I think you all went abroad again, and a few years ago that was unthinkable.
That's right. We for Dad's 60th birthday, we all went out to Portugal, family holiday with my brothers and my wife, and I had one child at the time, and it was just, you know, as I said earlier, my childhood memories were based around holidays and playing and watching football, and it was great that when we were out there in Portugal, the Euros were on, we all got an opportunity to sit down and have a few drinks and watch the football together as a family.
And Cian, you're involved with the academy, something in the region of 70 or more kids there, and vital to, you know, they're seeing this message now, they see through you, they learn about it, and one would hope that the next generation growing up, nearly everybody is going to carry an organ donation card and just look at it maybe in a different way than we would have looked at these things 15, 20 years ago.
That's it. I mean, the hope is that we change from an opt-in to everyone has to be a donor. They have to opt out if they don't want to be one. There's, you know, tens of countries in Europe who have already taken that approach, and the results are there. There's the organ donation numbers and transplant numbers across the Europe are sky high as a result of that.
And Michael, as you know very well, and Cian has touched on it there, I mean, in a lot of countries, it's a given that you're going to have, that you can be a potential donor. But in Ireland, it's almost the other way. So yes. you what you want to see is the law essentially changing,
yes,
that unless you opt out, that it's an automatic thing that you could help save somebody else's life.
And that's really what's behind Joe Brawley's initiative. You know, he's been lobbying not just the government here, but in Northern Ireland as well, to get the law changed. It's a long process, but, you know, it's quite simple in basic terms. You know, we're all donors from we're born, and if you don't want to do it, you have to sign and say so. Now, it doesn't eliminate the need for family consent afterwards. It's really about... this whole project is about getting the discussion started. Get round your table tonight as a family, talk about donation. Would you like to give your kidneys or anything? Anybody donating organs can save multiple lives in many other ways, hearts, lungs, whatever. Ours just happens to be kidney. So,
yeah. And it'll be a proud moment for everybody tomorrow at the match. The Junior Academy kids are going to come out on the pitch with you. We're going to see the new jersey, and I'm sure there'll be a big crowd there, and the sponsors involved, and just bringing Maurice Kelly back in, PRO of Rathmullen Celtic. How did you get Joe Brawley involved in this? How was he made aware? How did he come into it?
To be honest, Chris, we had a meeting on Monday night, and I texted Joe would he simply tweet that we were going to launch our app for life? Because I think Michael and Kane personify how amazing this can be, and you see how happy they are. And Joel said that he'd phone me back, and we were chatting for 20 minutes. He says he loved the story so much. He says he's obviously working for RT on Sunday. He'd go to hospice in Mayo, fair pay to him. And he says, and I'm coming to Rathbone on Monday, and we were absolutely delighted. And he's a very selfless man, and he is the ambassador for Up for Life. And I mean, again, Kane and Michael, they, as I say, they definitely personify how amazing the gift of life can be for somebody to opt for life. And,
yeah.
And Joe, we are so looking forward to welcome on Monday, and hopefully we'll have some of the Junior Academy down on the Monday as well too.
And as you've all alluded to here, I mean, it is all about getting the discussion started and people talking, and there's people who maybe it hasn't even entered their heads before, but after this weekend they might discuss it with their family and it could directly affect them down the road, who knows?
Nobody knows.
So just to recap, Morris, tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, 2:15 at the Flagpole Field in Rathmullen. I know you like the name, Chris, so... we're going to have a family fun day. Kane coaches the kids, myself and Mark Kern, some others. There will be the kids will lead out both teams. We'll try and have a Champions League thing for the kids, you know, make it a fun day for them as well. And Michael and Kane, they will, along with the Beachcomber, the sponsors, John T. Sheridan and Cormac Fagan, the chairman, we will unveil the jersey. And we want as many people to come down and to have a family fun day. And there's Easter eggs for all the kids and maybe some adults too.
And Kane, many a youngster recalls playing football with their father, and this is going to be such a proud moment for you, and well, for both of you as you look at it in different perspectives. But it's that bond between the parents and their children, and sport is so important for so many people. And many people, when they look back, some of their fondest memories are those young days when you're just kicking a ball or going for a run. So this could not have happened if you hadn't given the consent and gone ahead, and you fortunately there was that correct match there.
That's right. That's right.
And you are here today because of your son.
I am indeed, yes. And I'm walking 10 kilometres 3 times a week at least. I'm able to travel anywhere I like. I have boundless amount of energy, and I can eat and drink anything I like after having nearly 15 years of being restricted. So it's an amazing feeling. It's something that normally if your child is sick in life, you do anything to help them. You'd give your own life to your child. It's a very different situation when your own child looks at you and says, I'm going to save your life. Mm. I mean, Cain, my Eleanor and myself gave Cain and the other boy's life. He has now returned the favour.
And I would encourage just anyone to just think about whether or not they want to do it. It's definitely something that will have a positive impact in your life. It's something I think about every day, and I have the joy to see it actually making a change.
Absolutely.
In my dad's life every day.
And no doubt people can contact Rathmullen Celtic. I mean, there's the Irish Kidney Association. There's various organisations and websites out there, so the information is there.
And it's Organ Donor Awareness Week. It's actually starting today and running through next Saturday. And I just want to say that the organ donor cards can be obtained by phoning the Irish Kidney Association on 01620 5306, or you can free text the word donor to 50050, or if it suits you can visit the website on www.ika.ie/card, and that's just, you know, you can go on there and see what it's about, organ donation, and sign up if you wish. Hopefully you do.
Great. And finally, just back to you, Morris, there's also another related fundraising event with a Scottish connection coming.
Yeah, we just got a phone call this morning from a friend of mine in Scotland, Fiona McCracken. Maurice Friel is from Rathmullen, and he employs quite a couple of hundred people in Glasgow. They do a fundraiser every year, Donegal Glasgow Society, and this year's donation, or this year's charity, is the Donegal Kidney Association. So that is running on April the 20th in Glasgow for the weekend, and they just simply hope that people will come and support it and make a donation, because it's a very worthy cause, and we see how these guys personify how life can be lived to the full.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to hear this again, or maybe somebody tells them about it, this interview will be on the Highland Radio website. We thank Morris Kelly, PRO of Rathmullen Celtic, for coming in, and Kane Connolly and Michael Connolly. And gentlemen, I hope the weather holds up. Well, Terence was saying there's a bit of snow, I think, in Wexford, but in Rathmullen it's always perfect. So Flagpole Field will be the place tomorrow, 1:45 tomorrow. Let's hope there's a big crowd down there before the game against Kilmacrenan Celtic, when you'll be launching the Opt for Life jersey. And then on Monday at 5 o'clock, Joe Brolly will be down at the field as well.
At the flagpole field.
At the flagpole field. So that's great. Gentlemen, many thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you.